Hello, everybody. I hope everybody is doing well. I would say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Hope everyone's well. So somebody was asking me, what exactly can I do for reducing stress? So I thought I would talk about some of the things that I do to reduce stress. The first and foremost thing that I do is the breath work. And if you ever find yourself in a position where your breath, the number of breath cycles you're taking in a minute is more than 7, I would say that you're probably highly stressed. So if you're finding that you're taking like 15 breaths in a minute, yeah, that's a lot. That's like too much stress on your system. So you can do the 4-count breath. You can even just take some deep, slow breaths. But the 4-count breath, which I've talked about in other podcasts, is the inhaling for 4, holding it for 4, exhaling it for 4, holding it out for 4. And you can do a nice, beautiful rhythm of that for 10 breaths. And it is very good at relaxing the brainstem and just kind of calming yourself down and regulating some of this stress. Because stress is coming from that place of fear and anxiety, and it drives up the adrenaline and the cortisol levels in the body. So it's important. And then, of course, when you're feeling stressed, it also, you know, all the blood is rushing into your extremities and not going to your digestive system or, you know, calming you down. So this is why we want to do these things. Something else that I love doing is being in nature, because when you're in nature, you hear all of the amazing sounds. You hear the birds, you hear leaves, you can hear the wind, and, you know, sort of the crunching under your feet, and it's just lovely. It's exhilarating. You're going to see something different every single day because nature changes. You're going to see over the season, you'll see the leaves changing. You'll just see things changing. You'll see animals on certain days you won't see. Yeah, it's quite lovely. And the fresh air is so vital right now. And the sunshine. It's just amazing to be in nature. Sitting on a rock or leaning on a tree or sitting by a creek. It's really, really empowering. And the other thing that I do when it gets warmer out is I walk barefoot. And it's called earthing. And earthing is a great technique. I love it. And I do it in the winter occasionally. Not on the like really, really cold days. But I do walk on freshly fallen snow in bare feet. So you would take your shoes and socks off and get your feet on the ground. We have a polarity in the body. Our feet and hands are a negative pull, and the top of the head is a positive. The earth itself is a negative pull, and the sky is a positive pull. So we want to actually be polarizing ourselves with the earth and transmuting that negative energy down and through the ground. And when you are walking on the earth, you are literally grounding your energy. And it is, again, an amazing experience. And it will toughen up your feet, because I know there's some people going, there's no way I'm walking barefoot. But it will toughen up your feet, and it feels really, really great. And if you ever feel a little bit, you know, like, you want to try it, you could do a freshly fallen snow walk. This is something we did in the massage therapy school. The head of our hydrotherapy clinic was from Germany, and he had these really great little techniques that he would use. One of them being walking on freshly fallen snow. So we'd go out, walk on our bare feet in the snow, and then we'd come back in, and we would wrap ourselves up in blankets, and then you start sweating like crazy. So it's an amazing hydrotherapy technique for releasing toxins, and it feels really, really good. So if you have that opportunity to try that, give it a go. It's not for everybody, but because your heart will race. So if you're having heart issues, I probably would not recommend that one, or if you're diabetic. But if you are healthy and you have a good circulatory system, I would say go for it. It's really quite invigorating. The other thing that I do are certain postures. So before bed, there's a great posture I love to do that helps rebalance the pituitary and hypothalamic axis. And it's a very simple thing to do. you basically lean over like you're going to touch your toes, but you actually grab your elbows. So you're kind of hanging and you're holding onto your elbows and your head's down and you just breathe. It is that simple. And you breathe and you just hold that posture. And again, you are releasing a lot of charged energy. And you can stay there for as long, honestly, as long as you want. 5 minutes, few minutes, 10 minutes, it's up to you. The other posture I really love to do is putting my feet up the wall. And again, relaxing my belly, relaxing your neck. And again, just breathing. You can do the Ujjayi breath if you feel, which is a yoga breath. Or you can just take some nice deep abdominal belly breaths. And you just relax. And, you know, you can contemplate your day in that moment if you wish. Or just focus on your breath. Just feeling the waves of the breath coming in your body and out of your body. Another thing that I really love to do is journaling. And sometimes we get caught in like a cycle of thoughts, and what can be really helpful is to write down those thoughts. What are you really thinking? And as you're writing them, you'd be amazed at what comes after writing, and it sort of takes over. It has a life of its own, and you can really uncover a lot of things that you're holding on to in that moment. You can work out certain issues, things that are bugging you, things that you think about yourself or about the world or life in general. And it's a great cathartic way to write it. You write it, you're getting it out. And then after I'm done, I look at it and you can read it and you go, oh, now I can burn it. I can let it go. I can just totally let it go. Nobody has to see what you've written. So you can burn it. You can do whatever you want with it. Rip it up, throw it in the garbage. It doesn't matter. The fact is that you're getting those thoughts, those feelings, those emotions, you're getting them out and you're writing them. You're releasing them from your consciousness because you don't have to store that stuff. It's like going to bed at night and you think, oh, I've got to do this, this, and this tomorrow. Make a list. Mark it down. Then you're not thinking about it in your nighttime state. You can let it go because you've written it down. You're not going to forget. And then you can go on with your dreaming and you're relaxing at night. There are certain supplements that I do take because they help me. It may not be for everybody, but one of them would be magnesium biglycinate. And for myself, I find that it helps calm and relax me. It's one of the few things that I do as a supplement that I find very balancing and nourishing for me. And if that's not for you, I'm not giving medical advice to anybody, but I'm just saying that's something that I do for myself. And that's, if that's something that interests you, you can always check in with your physician or your naturopath and see if that's something that you might benefit from. Especially if you have like a restless leggy syndrome, or you're feeling like a little anxious or anxiety and you can't settle. For me, I take my magnesium at night before I go to bed, and beautiful night's sleep. Just lovely. So I think that's quite a bit of stuff. It sounds like a lot to me. And then of course, meditating. Meditating, gosh, I do that. I go, if I'm walking in the bush, I'm meditating or journeying. And I call it journeying because I like to use all my senses. I feel that when I'm moving, when I'm doing, I'm in the flow. And when I'm in that flow, I don't think about anything. And that's my place of meditation. But I can also sit and meditate. So there's different ways of meditating. For me, movement seems to be the best. I can get out of my head and I'm just in my body and I'm feeling the flow of life. And I can just let go. And things come to me in that place. The other thing is just sitting and contemplating, which, if that's something that you're able to do, that's great. My mind is too busy for that kind of stuff. But if I'm doing that kind of meditation, I'm actually making it a proactive meditation, meaning I will focus on what I want to see for myself in the future. So that's where I start dream building. I start embodying and envisioning. It's more of a visioning session, really, than a meditation. But I'm really kind of proactively engaged in my enlightenment and my future, and I'm actually helping to actualize what I want to see, what I want to feel, what I want to be doing, that kind of thing. And that is really empowering also. So there's a good, you know, good few things I think that we can start with. And I'm sure I have a ton more of things that I do that I haven't really thought of, but I thought that was a good start to the list anyway. And if any of those things help you, that's amazing and awesome. And maybe share some of the things that you do to help relax. That would be great to have a little dialogue going with everybody. So I hope you found this helpful, and I will touch base at another time. Have a great day.